building is on fire.
KLMJ, 104.9 FM, Hampton. Serving the communities of Franklin, Butler, Hardin, and Wright counties. An on-the-go media station.
Have you been dreaming of home improvements or needing some extra funds? Hi, this is Steph McWilliams with First Bank Hampton. Unlock the potential of your home with a home equity line of credit. With First Bank Hampton's HELOC, you get flexible access to your funds, competitive rates, and the convenience to borrow what you need when you need it. Whether it's a kitchen makeover, college tuition, or consolidating debt, First Bank Hampton's HELOC makes it easy to achieve your goals. Visit with me or Josh Lang and start turning your dreams into reality. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio On The Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
And joining us today on our Newsmaker program is West Fork Superintendent Mike Kruger. We're going to be talking about, obviously, the election less than 3 months away already, and we got a couple of bond issues going forth in school districts. One of those will be in the West Fork School District once again. They had a bond vote there back in November of 23. And Mike, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
So, Mike, looking back on this, and I look back at the bond issue that you guys put forth to voters last November, can you kind of talk, first of all, if there's any language change between this year's bond and last year's bond that will be put forth to voters?
Yeah, there's, based on feedback we received after, you know, last year's election, we did some surveys and different things within our community. We assembled a task force to kind of look at that information, that feedback, and it was decided that we were going to continue with the same type of scope for the project and same language, everything. And, you know, and because we do feel like that work that we had on last year's bond, it's what we need to do. It's not, there wasn't a lot of stuff that wasn't essential when we're talking about creating the best learning environments for kids.
In your bond vote last November, we talked about it several times, about 8 yes votes short of passing. What are your thoughts then? I know I talked to you earlier this year when you're still talking about, you know, sending out surveys and such, but now that it's final, what do you feel like voters will do now that you know that the participation rate for the election itself will be much greater? How do you feel about this bond possibly passing here in a big election year, Mike?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited. I think we did at the end of last year. I had a lot of people within the community said, you know, I didn't even vote if I'd known it was going to be close. We just assumed it was going to pass. So, you know, I think since this is a general election and, you know, it's going to be quite a race, and I think there is going to be great turnout for the bond election. So, you know, we're anticipating good numbers and we're doing everything we can to get a good grassroots effort out there trying to just make sure anybody that lives in the West Fork District is aware of the project, first of all, what we're trying to do, and has the correct information. That's going to be the key to making this basically a successful election for us, is making sure everybody is aware of what's going on, and we're going to do our best to sure make sure that people are aware of what we're doing.
And we should mention you had the meeting on August 19th, and we obviously had the story on it on the 22nd and 23rd, but funds again would be used to improve the HVAC and electrical systems at the Rockwell Elementary building, also the building there in Sheffield, the middle school, high school building, also remodeling and improvements to replace roof sections at both places. So some of the ideas in regards to that bond issue here in November. Again, we're joined by West Fork Superintendent Mike Kruger as we talk about this upcoming bond vote. But also, Mike, I wanted to bring you on, too. I've talked with another superintendent about just early indications what enrollment is like there up at West Fork. Do you have any idea of what you're looking at there for 24-25, Mike?
Well, you know, it's kind of a guess the way they do certified enrollment, different weightings and such. But our best comparison is usually when we compare the number of kids we had in our building last year at this time compared to now. You know, I hate to jump to any conclusions or anything like that based on those preliminary numbers, but it does appear that we could potentially be down students similar to what we were last year. I'm going to remain optimistic and hope that that's not the case. So that's, you know, that's something we'll know more about probably in a month or so as we near the end of September. But certainly, you know, our student enrollment is what drives our budget. And that is something that we certainly want to continue to watch. And that's kind of one of the things we've been trying to do is do everything we can to make parents that we know have options on where they send their kids that make West Fork really the only option when they're considering, you know, when they work out of town or unable to find some daycare, whatever. We want them to, you know, we're trying to add to our daycare. We'll have a daycare center opening up soon in Sheffield. So hopefully that will offset some of the losses we have. And with that opening, it could be bringing kids into our district, you know, because there's other parents that work in Sheffield from out of town. And if they're similar to some of the parents that live in the West Fork district, they may be taking their kids with them to work. And sometimes that's how it goes. They start in that district. And so we're hoping this increase in the number of open daycare slots could have a positive effect on our school enrollment in the future.
And obviously the passing of a bond vote can also help enrollment too, when they see, you know, new facilities, upgrades and things like that. Obviously, you guys got about over a week now into the new school year, Mike. Hard to believe that, but the first week met you with some heat and humidity, but on the other end of that, not talking about weather, but more with staffing, I guess. What are you guys looking at there? Are you guys sitting pretty good as we have the start of the new school year underway, Mike?
Yeah, we're short a couple positions. It's kind of how it's been the last couple years. This year, I think it's year five where we haven't had a Spanish teacher. So we are, you know, we're doing online Spanish. One of the things we were doing a year ago, we were sharing a social worker with a couple other districts, and that person is no longer with us. So we're trying to recruit a social worker and share that position with a neighboring district. And so far, we have not been able to do that, but we're looking at other resources and supports that may be available that we can hopefully get set up soon to provide those services and supports for our students.
Again, we're joined by West Fork Superintendent Mike Krueger talking about the upcoming bond vote just a little over 2 months away as I look at the calendar again, and also talking about the new school year in regards to enrollment and staffing. And Mike, before I let you go here today, anything else you'd like to add about the new school year or also the bond vote coming up in November?
Well, I can tell you it's been a good start to the school year. I had an admin team meeting, and that's something I was sure to say. It's just felt like a really good start. Our just teachers did all the work and preparation over summer, this fall, getting ready. I just think, you know, we had things in place. It's been a smooth start. I mean, the weather hasn't helped, but we had three early outs scheduled anyway. So we didn't have to dismiss early on that really hot couple of days because we already were getting out early. So that helped. The other thing I would say is if you were at any of our volleyball games that we were hosting inside, people might understand why it's necessary that we get some of these improvements done, because it was miserably hot in the gyms as we were hosting some volleyball action. So that's the thing. I'm excited about this year starting and our fall athletics kicking off with our football and volleyball team and cross country. So it's a good time to be a Warhawk.
Well, Mike, thanks a lot for joining us here today. Appreciate it. Maybe we'll talk once more before the election comes, but we always appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike Krueger, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com. Click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Is your sidewalk showing signs of cracks, bumps, and uneven surfaces that can be a hazard and an eyesore? Hi, this is Brian Crowley from First Bank Hampton. Don't let a sidewalk ruin the visual appeal of your home. At First Bank Hampton, we offer low-interest loans to help you restore your sidewalk to perfection. We have an easy application process and flexible repayment options so you can get the funds you need quickly and affordably. Say goodbye to tripping hazards and hello to a beautiful, safe sidewalk. Stop in or give us a call for more information. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and equal housing lender.